Hi, everybody. This is Adam.
And this is Jesse.
And life is so good, we can hardly believe it. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Can Hardly Believe It. This is Adam, and today in the studio, I'm going to be doing the show with Mr. Producer, hello. Sam.
Hi. Hello.
Got Sam here. You know, we have an occasional struggle with babysitting to record, so Jesse is with our youngest today, and me and Sam are going to do this.
Yeah, let's party.
Yes. It's a boys' day here on Expression Radio, and Can Hardly Believe It. You know, we do enjoy doing the show. And I want to remind everybody that we have a lot of good shows on Expression Radio. We ask you to tune into those as well. Been a lot going on in the world lately, so we haven't had as many new shows recorded for anyone lately, or broadcast as many new shows from me and Jesse from Can Hardly Believe It. So it's good to be back. It seems like there's been a lot going on with just the world. There's been so much confusion, politics, you know, now there's supposed to be a new, warning for a new pandemic.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You know, gosh. For what it's worth, it's been like 4 days. It's time for a new plan. But you know, we just enjoy the fact that we can just come in here and relax, have a good time and just know that everything's okay.
Amen to that for yeah. sure.
So, you know, today I was thinking that, you know, I heard one of our pastors recently mention that we see in the Bible, be holy because he is holy. And, you know, now let me preface this entire discussion I'm starting with you, Sam. Let me let everyone know, this is not, there's a thing out there in the world that believes that because someone says that God gives us overwhelming and unconditional grace, there's a thing that believes that that's a license to sin, and right. and I think that's ridiculous.
Oh, for sure.
You know, God, it's not a license to sin. It's a reason to that sin no longer matters. It's a reason not to be a slave to sin.
Right, like it kind of like starts to discourage you from it.
Yeah. Why? There's no, the joy is gone from it when you know you're not doing those things that are taboo and or that you shouldn't do. Like, there's no joy in it when you know it's forgiven anyway, which right. is the cool part.
Yeah.
It's a strange condition of humanity is what it is.
That's true.
You know, we seem to be really good at doing what we're not supposed to do. I think some guy named Paul addressed that in this book called the Bible. So, you know, I was thinking about that, and it's pretty interesting that and I've mentioned this to you before in our private conversation, Sam, it's so funny that we come to church and you know, we're excited to see people get saved.
Right.
And it is exciting, and I do believe that all of heaven rejoices. But so many times we mess that up right off the bat.
Yeah.
We mess it up for the new believer,
right?
Because we then go, "Hey, you know, yeah, you're down in this sin, and now you believe in Jesus as your only salvation. So now do better,
right?
Wait, it's do like better.
How do you do that?
If I could do better, I wouldn't be sitting here,
right?
It doesn't make any sense. It's like, you know." It's all backward, and we're setting you up for failure right off the bat. We're setting you up for guilt, and we're setting you up for a totally twisted version of the gospel at that
100%.
Point.
100%.
And I don't think let me say this. Most people don't mean to do that. Most people don't mean to set people off on that path. I think it's perfectly good intentions.
For sure.
But I think it's religion, and you know, if there's anyone that Jesus went after, it was the religious hypocrites. And I'm not coming after my fellow churchgoers. Don't take that the wrong way,
right?
In any way, shape, or form. But I am coming for, you know, let's be real and let's be honest and let's be biblical. That, you know, I'll give you an example, Sam. And I can't tell you the verse off the top of my head. there's translations of the Bible that add different things in.
Right.
And a more pure translation, like the King James or the NASB, in this verse will say, "Believe in me and you will be saved." There's another translation that I'm not going to get into, just because I don't want to bash people's translation of choice,
right.
But it adds in, "Believe in me or it says, "Believe in me and repent and you'll be saved." Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
They'll add "repent of your sins." The words "of your sins" in there totally change the meaning of that.
That's very true. Yeah.
You know, do you know, and you may not, do you know, you probably do, the biblical, the proper translation of repent.
It's kind of like you're changing your mind, your mindset.
Yeah. It's a change of mind. And when Jesus said repent, if I study all the areas of repent in the Bible, it is just changing. God repented in the book of Jonah.
Yeah.
You know, are we saying God didn't believe and that's what was wrong? God was sinning and had to change from sin? No. Repent's changing your mind.
Right.
And so a lot of times we throw that in there and we're like, "Oh, you need to turn from your sins." Well, good luck.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're going to live in sin.
Right.
I'm not saying your life won't improve and you won't get better. That's discipleship, though. That's not salvation.
Yeah.
So a lot of times I hate that we twist that and put that on new believers before they've even had a chance to really grasp what's happening.
I agree with that for sure. The other thing I think goes with that is, like, kind of, you see at colleges and stuff, they do the turn or burn. It's like, you know, not trying to bash them either, but it's like, how do you think that's doing anybody any good? Just giving two options.
Yeah.
You know, you're not even including grace or anything in there. It's just like, you either turn it to him straight up or it's just your burn.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and you know, the whole, you know, there's just all this weirdness with it, you know, that kind of cuts people out of their faith. You know, do you believe with your heart and not your head? Do you believe with all your heart? And it's like, no, man, the Bible says, believe, whosoever shall believe in him.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
It doesn't put measurable conditions. It doesn't say, well, you know, you probably only believe 70% as much as the guy next to you, so you're going to have trouble getting in the gate, bro.
Yeah.
it's a really weird thing, and we want to put this perfection. And I've been thinking about it, and I figured out why we put that on people.
Why is that?
And it's not intentional. Let me say, I'll say this, I'll probably say a million times today, I don't believe anybody's intentionally doing this. It's the human condition, and it's the reason why grace is so important.
And it's kind of like other generations too, really. Like, that's probably just what they've been taught, and then that's just the way they go about it too.
Well, you know, that's important. And let me give you an example of that. A man told me a story one time. It's a great story, and I'm going to share that. A young man gets married to his new bride, and she's like, "Honey, what do you want to eat?" And he's like, "I want a roast in the oven, like, just, I want a pot roast in the oven." She's like, "Okay." So she cuts it in half, puts it in two separate pans, and puts them in the oven. He eats it, and it's good. And she's like, "Well, baby, did you like it?" And he's like, "Honey, that was amazing, but I have to ask you something. Why did you cut the pot roast? Why did you cut that roast into two pieces?" And she says, "Well, that's the way my mom taught me."
Mm.
Well, a couple weeks later, he's talking to his mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And he says, "Well, I got to ask, what's the deal with cutting the roast into two pieces?" And her answer was really simple. She said, we only had two small pans. And so things get done a certain way and passed down without ever understanding them.
Right.
You know, the reason for them never get understood. No. And I think sometimes, yes, but what it boils down to for me is humanity.
Yeah.
It's our human condition that we want that self-righteousness.
That's true.
We want to be, my faith is, and I don't mean we consciously want to. I don't think anyone's out there thinking, "Boy, I want to have better faith than the guy next to me."
Right.
Because, you know, we're if you believe, you're getting in the door.
Yeah.
Period.
100%.
You know, there's Jesus had his discussion with his disciples about who will be greatest in the kingdom. And that's plain and simple, that the last will be first and the first will be last.
Right.
So I think that it feels good to us. We don't realize it, but it feels good to be able to think our faith is better than someone else's.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if people, you know, if it's a more saved or if I critique you, I don't have to look at me.
Right.
Kind of deal.
Yeah.
But there comes a point where it's really nice when we realize that we don't have to do that.
That's true. 100%.
You know, it's kind of an on or off switch. Do you believe? Yes or no?
Right.
Do you believe that Jesus is the only way? Yes. Okay. You're saved.
Yeah.
Do you sometimes have doubt? Yeah, but I believe that Jesus is the only way. Okay, you're good. You can have doubts.
Yeah.
You can have moments of weak faith.
For sure. I mean, yeah.
There was this guy named Peter that had moments of doubt, and Jesus didn't kick him out of the boat. He grabbed his hand and pulled him back up on top of the water.
Yeah.
So I think it just hit me lately, especially when Pastor Ronnie was mentioning you know, the way people misinterpret "be ye holy as he is holy."
Right. Yeah.
I think a lot of times we want to live up to this holiness as if our human efforts are, you know, somewhat impressive. I think it's great for discipleship. I think it's great for improving our lives.
For sure.
I think it, you know, does it help us to spread our message of Christ if we are not doing things that bring doubt onto his name and put our name in question? Well, yeah. But that's not a salvation issue. A lot of times we change that around. Have you ever, and I don't want you to call anybody out or anything,
nah.
But do you have experience with that? Does that make sense?
Like just where they, you know, you hear the thing and it's like they kind of misinterpret it. Kind of?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or churches put your behaviors on as like, you know, well, my favorite phrase I used to hear was, you know, some people I know that I used to know would see a believer do something that they didn't agree with, especially a new believer,
yeah.
And say, well, obviously they didn't get a good dose. Well, do you mean you think you became perfect? Like you're perfect in God's eyes. You're not perfect in perfection.
And see, like, and then there's stuff that people could be into too, and they get saved. Like that's not going to go away overnight. I mean, it can. I'm not going to say it won't, but most of the time, it's not going to go away.
Absolutely.
Overnight, you know.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. There's the old saying of, you know, you can't clean the fish before you get it in the boat.
Right.
Yeah. So a lot of times, you know, we put that on people, like they're going to get saved and suddenly they're going to become perfect. And some people do, you know, immediately stop cursing,
yeah,
or, you know, stop cheating on their wife or whatever their sin may be.
Right.
We could really get into the discussion of the word sin we ain't getting into that. But you know, I'm going to go a little bit there.
Okay.
Going to go just a little bit there, but I'm going to do it after our break.
Okay.
Which is coming up soon. So we'll get into that just a little bit. If you'll hang with me and possibly get us some people loving us and some not so much.
All right.
So yeah, we're going to go to break here and we'll be back shortly with more Can Hardly Believe It.
We hope you are enjoying today's show. We believe that God has given us a voice to impact communities and regions all over the world. If you would like to make sure that voice is heard, please partner with us today by visiting www.expressionradio.org and click donate. You can also text give by texting the dollar amount followed by the word radio to the number 84321. First-time text givers, please choose Expression Church of Huntington when prompted. All gifts are tax deductible. Join us as we change the world.
And hey, everybody, we're back. This is Adam. Got Sam with me here on Can Hardly Believe It. You know, Sam is our producer and as well as our good friend.
Yeah.
And so that makes this always a joy. I did say I would touch on the wording of sin, and I'm not going to get crazy deep into this. This is something that, you know, ruffles feathers, stirs emotions.
Definitely can, yeah.
But I will say that you know, by definition, sin is not living up to the law.
Right.
Right?
For sure.
So in order to fail the law, wouldn't you have to be attempting to meet the law? Attempting to satisfy the law?
In some cases, yeah. I could see that.
I mean, I can't fail at baseball if I never play baseball.
Right.
I can't fail at something I'm not doing.
Yeah.
So if I'm sinning, I'm attempting to follow the law.
Yeah. Like you're trying to do something. Like you're trying your best. You're just coming up short.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, and I'm not saying go out and live wild.
No.
That's not even close to it. But I am saying, I think a lot of times the wording of it is portrayed a little bit off from the meaning of it.
I could see that for sure.
You know, yeah. I hate to see people believe that because they have a bad thought, they are sinning and must not be saved.
Right.
And I'm sitting here going, well, we're all in trouble then.
Yeah.
Because I truly don't know anyone who's honest who will say they don't have a thought they should not have.
Right. There's, you know, there's no way.
I'm sorry. It's not all, you know,
sunshine and roses.
It's not all angels and streets of gold in my head all day.
Yeah.
You know, you get me driving around that Cincinnati traffic at rush hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably do not have the best thoughts at the entire trip around the city.
I can agree with that. Especially just like Huntington work zones.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
That's another day. Topic,
man,
for another day.
No, we can go there. I-64, they've been rebuilding the bridges.
Yeah.
And it has led to miles and miles of constant work zones.
Mm-hmm. Split lanes, the whole nine yards.
Oh, it's amazing to me.
Yeah.
Now, and I get it, man. Bridges are complicated. I don't want them to hurry on rebuilding a bridge.
No, because I've seen collapses and stuff. I would hate for that to happen here.
Absolutely. You know, I will say that if you want to call my faith weak, my faith will be weak on a hastily built bridge.
True.
But I do think that, man, you're right. Road construction is so aggravating.
It can be.
I know when we traveled for vacation, Jesse and I traveled for vacation a couple times this year. You know, we had to, one time on I-75 South and one time on I-65 South, and both had a lot of construction. And people think I-75 is really, it's bad for construction.
Right.
I-65 is just bad all the time. it runs from basically Bowling Green, Kentucky, or Elizabethtown, Kentucky is where we get on.
Oh, okay.
And down through Gulf Shores, basically to Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Oh, so it goes down south.
Straight south. And not only is there a good bit of construction, but it's very crowded.
Right.
To the point that anytime there's an on-ramp,
yeah,
instead of people planning for that and getting over in the left lane, it's so crowded that can't always happen. So traffic will be slowed down to 20 miles an hour for 2 miles leading up to an on-ramp.
See, that would bug me.
It's very aggravating. It is very aggravating. Impure thoughts will, thoughts of frustration and yelling at people,
yep,
wanting to yell at people will enter your mind.
Right.
At least mine.
Maybe no, it definitely touches on mine. I'm not going to lie here.
Yeah.
I know I touched on it, I think, in my rant and rave the last episode I did with you guys. Because it could be very irritating, especially in those work zones and then people getting on there.
Driving's hard.
Yeah.
Driving in traffic and in construction is hard.
It can be fun. It's just sometimes it's just the other people you have to worry about.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And this time we got a reminder on our way back in that traffic was stopped about 10 cars ahead of us.
Mm.
There was a crash.
Oh, gosh.
And to the point that they landed a helicopter in our lane.
Oh, wow.
On our highway in front of us.
So it was like a bad one.
Yeah. A car was off the road at an on-ramp. Somehow, you know, it went off the road, hit a telephone pole, flipped. It was one of those where you go, man, maybe we were supposed to be slowed down a little bit so we weren't involved.
Right.
But yeah, you know, it is, it's hard. And yet again, it's that human condition.
Yeah.
we think we've got it all figured out.
Yep.
So yeah, that's kind of where we wanted to go for today on the serious stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we can be more lighthearted. Sam's got a lot going on this week. You're going where, Sam?
So I'm going with Scragglepop. Well, I guess I'll be back by the time this episode airs, but we're headed to Louisville. There's a Beyonce concert going on.
Yes.
So we'll be working down there.
Selling popcorn.
Yep.
Lots of really good popcorn, I might add.
Very good popcorn.
Which is kettle corn.
It's not like your normal butter. They have that covered. We do our kettle corn. It's really good.
It is. You know, the cookies and cream is like a dessert.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I do need to try the jalapeno soon.
The cheddar jalapeno.
Yes.
That kind is really good.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to grab some of that next time I come by the mall while you're working.
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything else coming up on the agenda there?
I'm not sure if we're doing like hot dog festivals or anything. I know we have one coming up in a couple weeks. Might be doing that. I guess starting next month we'll be back and doing the Marshall games. We'll be back in Louisville doing football games. I don't know of any concerts or anything going on. I think that's about it.
Well, I mean, the sports season keeps you guys really busy.
Oh, yeah. And then plus we'll be having like fundraisers and stuff coming in for schools and stuff. And then Christmas, we'll have like tons of tins. We'll be crowded to the brim with those.
Yeah, you guys do. Scragglepop does a lot with fundraising in the community.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think that's one of the things I love is... It's easy to just walk by and be like, there's the good smelling popcorn store at the mall.
Right.
But what people don't see is all the other things that Scragglepop is doing.
Yeah, like all the behind the scenes and stuff.
There's a lot, which I love. I love not, you know, I'm trying to give them a little credit here because these are my friends and I know they have a, you know, not only a business mission, but a godly mission behind what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's really neat that they aren't bragging.
No.
And they aren't, you know, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. And it makes it for a really neat thing to watch people that I care about get to live out such an amazing mission in such a realistic and heartfelt way.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with that.
You know, I think that at our church that Sam and I attend at Expression Huntington, we're really big on connection.
People. Yeah.
Connection with people.
That's what I love about it.
Yes.
Because it can be daunting, honestly. Just we're pretty decent size and you come in, but then next thing you know, it's like once you get in, man, it's like you're in and you get to meet so many people. Like it's the coolest thing.
It really is.
Yeah.
I do. I love it. And our lead pastor, Kevin West, is very big on connection with people. And it's something that, you know, I've had other pastors in my walk who have you know, who are big on connection with people.
Right.
And but it's done in such a neat way here.
100%.
You know, everybody gets to be part of the connection. It's not, you know, I've been to those churches where I've got a great connection with the pastor, the head pastor, but not anyone else.
Right.
Or a great connection with the, you know, the worship leader or somebody in leadership in ministry.
Like it's almost like just basic friendships, really.
It really
is. Like it's not really intertwined. Like you just kind of find your niche.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, everybody is just doing their thing, and we do our things together.
Yeah.
And it's really just a big family.
That's what I love about it so much.
Absolutely. You know, I've gotten to see some amazing changes and transformations in people's lives.
Yeah.
You know, and it's through that. That's good discipleship. You know, I've said before, and I'll say again, when Jesus had something serious to say...
He said it.
He gathered people and he fed them.
Yeah.
And I think we do a really good job of feeding people both physically with food, but spiritually as well.
Oh, 100%, absolutely.
It's a community deal for us. And you know, we've got a lot of community things coming up. We've got the dome coming.
Yeah. In the fall, I think.
The sports dome. And that's going to be amazing. Going to bring tons of people in. The parking lot's being built now.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
I am
too. That's
going
to be incredible.
Absolutely. I'm really excited for it. I just think there's good stuff happening, not just with our church.
No.
I think in the kingdom we are seeing a shift.
Absolutely.
Away from to bring this all full circle, away from the whole... you're not doing good enough, you need to do better thing.
Right.
To, hey, we're all messed up and that's why we need Jesus.
Yeah.
And let's do this together.
Yeah.
And I love that.
I do too.
I don't like the expectation of, well, you know, I heard Billy say a cuss word the other day. He's probably not very saved, as if there's degrees, you know. You know, Billy may or may not, but if Billy says he believes in Jesus, I'm gonna take him at his word and say he's saved.
Right. Because we all slip up.
If you're not messing something up today,
yeah,
man, you're doing a way better job than me, and I'm really sure that I'm saved. That's the beauty of Christianity.
Yeah.
Every religion in the world, of all the religions, Christianity is the only one with an assurance of eternity in heaven.
Yeah.
Assurance while we're here. That's through grace. That's through God says, John 3:16, whosoever believes will have everlasting life.
Right.
Really simple. And we try.
And there's nothing to it at all.
There's no extras in there.
Mm-mm.
There's no extra stuff that says, whoever believes, on a scale of 12, on a scale of 1 to 10, you got to believe a 12. And it's got to be with your heart and your head. And you can't doubt. And it's just, there's no conditions on what God said.
Right.
He just said it. And so I think that's a really cool thing that we're going through is, we get to just walk hand in hand with people.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, you know, we've got coming up that I've got to do a little travel off and on. I've been doing a little travel off and on for work. And I do love what I do, working in the substance use treatment field.
Yeah.
I have some great coworkers and great people that work for me. And, you know, I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And part of it is because I'm in a position that I love there. I managed to land a position that I really just enjoy. And I'm enjoying, you know, a lot of people, a lot of times it's hard when we fill in for other people's jobs. Like,
it can be rough.
I'm stepping into filling in for some of the roles that I supervise because people have quit or left for various reasons and I'm filling in. But what I've noticed is, and this is important in kingdom business, that's why I do this. One of my good friends, Pastor Kyle Burchett, always said, if you're not willing to scrub their toilet, you're not ready to be their pastor. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot to that.
Yeah.
And so what I've realized is, you know, my ability to be a quote unquote supervisor of my employees has increased since I rolled up my sleeves and got to work doing their job with them.
Right.
Instead of just telling them how to do it, we're actually walking it out together.
Yeah. Like you're learning to do it as well.
I'm learning. I'm seeing the struggles they face.
Yeah.
That they tell me about, but without facing them myself, I don't know I know what should be the solution, but I can come up with a practical solution when I'm walking through it with them.
Right.
And I've got the cred at that point of I'm doing it with you. I then have the experience that they see.
Yeah.
When I say something is like, hey, you know, we really can't change that. We're just going to have to get through it. Let's figure out a solution.
Right.
Instead of we need to change that process, it can just be, that's the way it is. How are we going to deal with it and make ourselves better to get through it?
Right, yeah.
And I think a lot of life is just that.
It definitely can be, for sure.
Things aren't changing. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sam, we're coming up on we've got about a minute left.
Okay.
I am going to leave with this discussion we had today. I would like to leave us with my scripture for the day.
Okay.
Of John 3:16.
Alrighty.
Most people know it, but I want you to read it from a place of how simple that is, that it doesn't have conditions. Listeners, read what's not there and see that there's no conditions on John 3:16.
Yeah.
Read and see that God made this very, very simple, that belief in Jesus is simple, and it doesn't have to be complicated, and we don't have to be better than the next guy.
For sure.
Sound
100%.
Good?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that you open eyes and you open hearts, Lord, that we are all of one mind and one accord, that we're in this together, Lord, to show love to each other and to bring your glory to earth in this kingdom. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
We hope you are enjoying today's show. We believe that God has given us a voice to impact communities and regions all over the world. If you would like to make sure that voice is heard, please partner with us today by visiting www.expressionradio.org and click donate. You can also text give by texting the dollar amount followed by the word radio to the number 84321. First-time text givers, please choose Expression Church of Huntington when prompted. All gifts are tax-deductible. Join us as we change the world.